USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Could be a very rough day for about 30 million of us, thanks to a rare June storm stretching from Texas to South Carolina. Forecasters are calling for everything. Rain, hail, tornadoes, even a derecho, the hurricane-force straight-line winds. In Florida, it's hot, even for Florida. Feels like temperatures of around 105 in the Miami area expected today. Fire Lieutenant Pete Sanchez says the heat can quickly catch up with you.
If you feel thirsty, that already means that you're dehydrated, believe it or not. If you start feeling like a headache or faint or seeing blind spots, becoming altered mental status.
South Texas is in the same boat. Authorities have posted heat advisories. The second largest Baptist church in the USA will not be back in the fold. Delegates at the Southern Baptist Convention have voted to keep California's Saddleback Church out because it has women pastors. By a 9-1 margin, the delegates voted to reject an appeal by Saddleback pastor Rick Warren. We may know the first big delay in putting former President Trump on trial in Miami, getting the lawyers cleared to look at all the classified documents at the heart of the case.
The whole process could take months in and of itself, unless the federal government expedites it.
Attorney Mark Zaid, who's handled many national security cases, says Trump's lawyers need the clearance and the prosecution needs the experience.
That judge and that district court and 11th Circuit, which oversees it, doesn't have a lot of experience with classified information.
The Federal Reserve will announce its latest interest rate plan today. Most investors expect the Fed to not raise rates this time. The FDA is trying to round up some frozen fruit that might be contaminated with hepatitis A. The brand sold at Costco is Raider Farms Organic Fresh Start Smooth Blend, pack sold at Walmart under the Great Value brand. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
You may live nowhere near Philadelphia, but the cost of your groceries could be on the rise, thanks to Sunday's big fire that closed Interstate 95 through the city.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says expect the supply chain to be impacted because there's no substitute for I-95, which stretches all the way from Florida to Maine. He toured the site of the highway collapse in Philly on Tuesday, caused when a tanker truck carrying 8,500 gallons of gasoline crashed and burned on Sunday. Cereal, eggs, milk, fresh fruit prices all likely to go up because it'll be tougher and take longer for truckers to get our food where it needs to go.
That's correspondent Sarah Lee Kessler. It will be months before I-95 is repaired. The first big star has spoken up about who should replace Pat Sajak as the host of Wheel of Fortune. Whoopi Goldberg says she wants the job, adding it would be fun. Goldberg spoke up this morning on The View after one of her co-hosts interviewed Jeopardy host Ken Jennings. Pat Sajak shocked us all earlier this week when he announced that he will step down as the host of Wheel of Fortune after 41 years. It'll happen next year. Speaking of fortunes, the USA's two big lottery prizes continue to grow. Tonight's Powerball top prize is $340 million, or a lump sum prize of $175 million. Friday's Mega Millions jackpot will be more than $280 million, or a cash option of $134 million. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.